أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك من أنباء القرى نقصه عليك منها قائم وحصيد وما ظلمناهم ولكن ظلموا أنفسهم فما أغنت عنهم آلهتهم التي يدعون من دون الله من شيء لما جاء أمر ربك وما زادوهم غير تتبيب وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه أليم شديد صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 100, 101 and 102 of Surah Hud. After speaking about the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam going to the various communities, right from Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, and the last discussion yesterday very briefly, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْقُرَىٰ. That is the incidents, the news, the events of the different cities, different places that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about. نَقُصُّهُ عَلَيْكَ. We have narrated all of them to you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مِنْهَا قَائِمْ وَحَصِيدْ. Allah ta'ala says, some of them still exist. Still existing would mean that communities after them had gone into those cities and they continued living. One example of the last incident that Allah spoke about, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he had gone to the people of Egypt. Firaun was destroyed. The next community came in and that community continued to live in Egypt, and like nothing had happened, these people were drowned, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says life continued in those cities with other communities, other individuals. Second, wa hasid. The word hasid actually means that when crops are harvested and we see that everything is raised to the ground. In other words, they are totally and completely raised to the ground. Here there will be two types. One, it is raised to the ground, and the other will never be able to be inhabited again ever. When we look at the people of Lut alayhi salam, the dwellings, the cities, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had it all turned upside down. Today where the Dead Sea is, not inhabitable at all. And in this way, if man cannot see this qudrat, this power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then of course we have never ever thought about it, and we never will understand it thereafter. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then clarifies one very, very important aspect. Why did all of this happen? Allah says, وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ. And we had not oppressed them. Allah ta'ala's kindness upon each and every community, each and every individual, is that Allah ta'ala had brought them in this world. Like Allah had made arrangements for their material needs, Allah ta'ala had made arrangements for the spiritual needs. And in the arrangement of the spiritual needs, there can never be a better arrangement than the sending down of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Allah sent Nabis to communities, to groups. And that is how kind Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was and is, that these Nabis had come from their people. And they continuously, on a day-to-day basis, they warned them about Allah, invited them towards Allah Ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. However, they had oppressed themselves. They had not brought iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They did not want to hear about Allah Ta'ala. And worse than that is, then they began to commit acts of atrocity against the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Over here, some of the commentators have expressed that if a person goes against Allah Ta'ala, he makes kufr, he makes shirk, that is one thing. But when a community goes against the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, and they begin to persecute the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, then the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ready, and it is also doubled and it is increased. So, walakin ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, they had wronged themselves, they had oppressed themselves. فَمَا أَغْنَتْ عَنْهُمْ آدِيهَتُهُمْ, and their idols were of no avail to them. That they continued saying the same thing, that we worship these idols, they will assist us in the time of difficulties. They were of no avail to them at all. Allati yad'una min dunillahi min shay, those idols that they worshipped besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they called upon them, they besieged them. But when the azab of Allah had come, no idol was at the disposal of any individual. And today also, we have made idols of different governments of the world, the superpower of the world, and we think that they are unshakable. But when the azab of Allah Ta'ala comes, they will be of no avail to any individual, and not at all themselves. Lamma ja'a amru rabbik, especially when the hukam, the command, the order of your Rabb comes to them, nothing will be able to be of any avail whatsoever. وَمَا زَادُوهُمْ غَيْرَ تَتْبِيبٍ, as a matter of fact, these idols and these gods that we have made of humans, of people, of whatever else we have made them, they have not increased but in destruction. They only add to the destruction of communities and nations. وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ, Allah Ta'ala says, and that is the أَخَذ, that is the seizing of your Rabb, that when He seizes, there is no one whatsoever that can stop that grip and that seize of Allah Ta'ala. إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala seizes a people, a city, a community, وَهِيَ ظَالِمًا, whilst the people of the city had made zulm. And again we see this theme in the Quran Sharif. One is to deny Allah and one is to make zulm and to become atrocious and of course to become transgressive of Allah. إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ, Allah Ta'ala says, certainly the seizing of Allah, the gripping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. It is most painful, shadeed, it is most severe. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala warns the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The simple thing, bring iman in Allah, follow our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, keep away from all types of zulm, keep away from all types of oppression and transgression, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will continue to forgive, and Allah ta'ala will continue to descend His rahmah upon this ummah. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.